Right. And the thing that surprises me often is that how much the Lord does that through each individual without them ever realizing it too. You know, like it's kind of, yeah, you know, he protects the good, right? And that's the thing, you know, our work often is dealing with the things of the proprium and all of that. And that's no easy task. You know, it takes courage and a commitment to do that. But the good that comes out of doing that is really what it's about. And the work with the proprium and dealing with what's arising and all of that kind of stuff, it is work. It's supposed to be. That's what it is, you know. And, you know, we kind of don't think twice about secular life and the work that's involved in reaching a particular end or goal as we go about that. But, you know, for some reason, we kind of think it has to happen by osmosis without any work when it comes to spiritual kind of things, you know, but it's just not, that's not the law. That's not the law that governs how things are. And so there is work involved and all power to, you know, to those who are willing to take hold of the word and to use it to reflect on their life, because it is the real life. That's the real life, is that work. All the other stuff, like in terms of external life, is just there to support that. So, you know, logopraxis reorientates our life. That's what it does.